irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show on this New Year's Eve Eve. We are happy to thank the One Institute for bringing us to be with you. And we're also thanking LA Talk Radio for putting us all over LA Talk Radio in all different time slots. But you can only be with us live on Thursdays. The call-in number is 323-203-0815. Dr. Allen, you are live on the air.
Good. I'm feeling alive on the air.
Awesome. What did you do?
I just met friends. People called me from my past. And, you know, I'm just remembered.
That is a blessing.
You know, a lot of people think that maybe I'm dead because I'm 87 years old. But they're happy when they hear I'm just as ornery as I've ever been.
I love it. I love it. I think we had a caller there and we dropped. I want to remind our callers, if you call in, you have to turn off your radio. Caller, are you there? You're live on the air with Dr. Allen.
Yes, Dr. Pat. Can you hear me?
That sounds like Brian.
It is. How are you? Happy holidays.
I'm fine.
So okay, great. Well, I follow the bye letter. So do I have time to read it all or just the selected parts?
How many pages are they?
Oh, no. It's only one page. I said I'm keeping it to a maximum one page, you know, five paragraphs.
Go ahead. I want you to do it. First of all, I want to describe what high bi letters are. I created them for people who are either being ended by somebody or they are ending somebody, or they're admitting they made a mistake when they ended and they want them to come back. So let's hear what your letter sounded like and then I'll tell you what I think.
Okay, great. So the first paragraph is what I enjoy.
You've got to say what you're writing this. What's the reason for this high bi letter? I just gave you some ideas.
So you want me to say I'm writing this letter to say goodbye?
No, you're writing the letter to say I want to tell you some thoughts and feelings about our relationship.
Okay, that's good.
Then you come in with your first paragraph.
Okay, about, you know, enjoying our time together, our chemistry was great. The communication was good, especially at the beginning. I enjoyed being part of your life and sharing mine with you. So that's the enjoyed part. The second paragraph on the pain came from not having enough physical contact due to our distance and her being busy with work and other things. It was painful that she was ultimately not available to come and see me. What was also painful is ending the relationship and offering me two options I didn't want.
Oh, okay. We want to say what they were?
I will still know what they are, but the two relationships were going back to dating casually with the, you know, going from monogamy to we can keep in contact, and I really didn't want either one of those. I wanted to be in a committed relationship.
Okay, good. Thank you.
And she'll know that. Okay, and so then the third paragraph is the I want part. I remember you saying that for a guy, the stuff that she didn't do. I want somebody with a greater level of compatibility. I want someone who makes a relationship at the start that she intends to keep. She came back and said in the past that she said yes, but in some ways she wished she would have said no at the beginning. I want a partner that has. Now, I had talked to her about stoicism, and she was interested in it too. But I think she was more on the other side, which was hedonistic, very much, you know, a driver instead of an allower. And I didn't get into all that with her, but I'm definitely more interested in an allower. A woman, and this you gave me this, a woman that respects me enough to cherish her. Someone who accepts me for who I am. So that was the I want part.
Then
the I don't want part, and I may change this, but we'll see what you think, because I sort of said it at the beginning that I didn't want to be mothered. I don't want a relationship to go in reverse, going from, you know, the monogamy to, okay, now we're just open and in contact. I didn't want daily contact, especially in the beginning. I had told her that, but I compromised because it was something that she really wanted. But I think that also got us entwined, the conversation about relationship status, which essentially she did proposing that, you know, that what you talk about making the appointment. And I didn't really go over that stuff with her, but I think it is an indication that, you know, hey, I was caught off guard when you put it out there like that. And then I think there's one other sentence. I don't want someone unwilling to negotiate, you know, decisions.
Okay.
So that's it for the I don't want.
Now you have thank you for listening kind of thing.
Right. Thank you for reading my letter. Our relationship is over, and I will not contact you again or reply to any future messages. I think that's the best way for both of us to move on. I hope this was helpful for you and me. I'm grateful for our time together and wish the best for you, your family, and the people you care about. I want you to be happy, healthy, and prosperous. So that's it.
That sounds fine to me. Do you feel good about it as a man?
Yeah, I think so. It took me a while. I also talked to my therapist, and she came up with the hope this was helpful. The idea, and she suggested that the idea that I'm not doing this to hurt her. I'm doing this because I hope I know it's good for me to do the right letter writing, but also, like what you said at the beginning, I want to tell you some thoughts and feelings about the relationship. So, you know, so she'll know, and, you know, like what you think, you know, help her path.
Well, I give you my imprimatur. Please feel free to give it to her, and we'll see what she says in return.
Again, you know, my thing with relationships, I don't know what your thoughts on them are. Once they're done, it's not worth going, you know, it's not worth going back and forth. You know, you negotiate when you're in a relationship. So, contact after that, I think would only make things
unless
harder. So, you know, if she replies, not really.
See,
no,
all I'm saying is that if you regret what you're doing later, feel free to send her the letter that says that.
I'm just giving you permission
to make a mistake.
Okay. I mean, it has been almost a month since we've been, you know, since we had our last conversation, and I don't have, you know, really, there are some things I missed, but really there were a lot of negative things at the end I think I'm more relieved to be done with than that. I'm talking to a couple of new people who, unfortunately, I don't have as much initial chemistry with, but are closer, and I don't know, we may have some more things in common.
Okay. Well, you sound fine.
Okay. Well, thank you. I wanted to read the letter to you before I sent it, so I may just clean it up a little bit and either mail it or send her a picture of it in email, since I handwrite them all. But
do what you need to do.
I certainly. So that was the big thing. Thank you. I'm glad I was able to share it with
you're
you.
You're welcome. Okay. Good luck.
Happy New Year. I'll talk to you next year.
All right. Yeah, right on.
Happy New Year.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, caller. Okay. Let me check in with our switchboard and see what we've got going on. Oh, we've got a call on the line. Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Hi. Excellent.
Good. It kind of surprised me. I got on really quickly here. But I've been wanting to talk to you, Dr. Pat. I've talked to you before. And you told me to go month to month with this gentleman and see where it was going to go.
I suggested it and you said yes.
Yes. And it came to a point where I told him that I needed more and I than what we were, you know, doing. And so I got together
Wait. What are you saying? What were you not doing enough of?
Well, we've been together for 4.5 years, but we did it the wrong way.
My goodness gracious. Are you mated or going towards marriage?
I wanted marriage. He didn't, or he doesn't.
For what reason did you stay past a year?
I think I just went about it the whole wrong way, hoping that he would build up more, so, and he never did, and so it's been kind of like stringing me along, I feel. But he never told me he loved me or anything, which you told me that some men don't.
Did you have good chemistry for him?
Yes, a lot of chemistry both ways.
Both ways? So how long have you been separated now?
I just saw him the other night, but we haven't had sex since for about a month.
Pardon?
We haven't had intercourse for about a month.
No,
but
when...
I just saw him.
Are you... Okay. Have you seen him?
Yes, I saw him a couple of days ago.
On what?
I spent the night at his house.
Did you have sex with him?
No, we just cuddled. He wasn't feeling well, and I wasn't sure if we should even go there, but we just cuddled and went to sleep.
All right. Number one, cuddling is affection, and cuddling is sex. But it's not making love in your world, you say. You didn't make love because he was not well.
Right. I believe so. I believe he's been standoffish.
Are you terminating? What are you doing after 4 years?
Well, you told me to either tell him I need more or... I'd have to go into crisis. And, you know, I kind of talked
about
that.
Well, that's what I mean. He made it through December, and now you have a decision to make about whether you want to keep him for January.
Yes. And he finally said he loved me. He said, I love you. You know, I have always, you know, or I have loved you for a while. And it was nice to hear, but and then I think I made the mistake of saying, okay, well, what does this mean? Are we, you know, are we a boyfriend, girlfriend? Are we doing this, you know, are we going further with our relationship? And he said, sure. But ever since that happened, I feel like he's drawn way back and just kind of like,
are you willing to use my tools, 5-step cleanup?
Yes.
In order to set up when either, you know, what you need and want or goodbye.
Okay. Well, we did have an argument one morning, and he said, well, you want marriage. I can't give you that. And then I said, okay, so we're incompatible. And he, you know, we kind of split our way. I thought we were done. And then he texts me and said, you know, something like, what are you doing? Was that a goodbye or whatever?
He wanted to see if you were friends with perks.
Oh, okay.
Because he said he could not marry, and you put up with him. I really, unless the man is in the army overseas and he's in medical school or law school, you don't do more than a year of dating unless that's good enough, and that's friend with perks.
Yeah. And I don't want that.
So you really not, you have never had monogamy, continuity, and a long-term goal together?
I think we've only been together pretty much throughout the 4 years, but it's never felt solid, no.
Therefore, are you willing to terminate for January with the idea of a high buy? Have you given him ever a high buy letter?
I did once a long time ago, and and then he ends up texting me, and then we talk, and then we go around in a circle, and then we're back to where we were before.
So you have a lot of chemistry.
Yes.
Okay, do you want to give him notice that you are not going to date him in January unless you're engaged? Are you wanting to get married?
I even told him that, because you know how you mentioned you can get engaged and not really be married, but you could just be engaged. And he said, well, engagement leads to marriage. And I said, well, if that's where you want it to go,
okay,
but you could stay engaged.
So I don't hear that he's compatible for marriage. So
right.
Do you want to tell him that you're done with him in this letter?
Yeah, if it cannot be more than what we're doing. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So do you know the
hurting.
Structure of the high buy? Pardon?
I'm hurting because I love him and I wanted it to work so bad.
Then are you willing to write him a high buy letter and then give him the 8 weeks to answer with yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
So
now
do
he adores
you understand?
Me. Is that a reason? Is that an indication of anything? He ignores me a lot more than he used to.
That's because he's secure with you staying no matter what he doesn't do. You're bonded. Okay. Did you have a monogamy, continuity, long-term goal, similarity before you had your first making love intercourse experience?
No.
That's where this started. That's how you got into a friends with perks. That's somebody that's with somebody for the sake of sex, not making love. Making love builds. Mm-hmm. Sex entertains. And you've been entertaining yourself for 4 years, which is 3 years longer without a good excuse than I think is appropriate. Four seasons, you either know or you don't know. So do you want to act as if you're getting done with your process unless he comes back with an engagement, either a long-term engagement, if you're willing, or an engagement with a wedding date within 6 months to a year? To be married this coming year. What is your comfort zone?
Yeah, that would be nice. I just feel like he's probably going to walk away from it.
Honey, wait a minute. Do you understand that you're paying more attention to his needs and feelings than your own?
Yeah, I think I do that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you just did it, so I'm telling you, you did it. And do you want to write a high-bind letter stating that starting now, you know, you're not going to be dating him unless you're engaged?
Okay. Yes.
So do you know the five... check the five paragraphs for the high-bye letter?
I do, but can you help me with the five right now with mine?
Sure. Paragraph one is, well, the first sentence is, I'm writing this letter to let you know what I think and feel about our relationship.
Okay.
Then the first paragraph, as short as you can do it, as long as you need to, in which you say what you like about him. Okay?
Okay.
The second paragraph is the pain of the distancing and the this and the that, whatever. Whatever you're not getting or whatever you're comfortable with, please put in the second paragraph.
Okay.
The third paragraph is what you don't want anymore. You don't want a date unless you're engaged.
Okay.
That's the third paragraph. The fourth paragraph is, it's what you want. I want to get married. Have you ever been married?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Do you want to get married?
I do want to get married. Yes.
Okay, so that's the paragraph four, which is, I want to be married and live with someone and grow old together and what marriage is. The fifth and final paragraph is, thank you so much for reading this letter and deciding whether you want to marry me and start off with an engagement ring of some within your budget, or I am not going to date you starting now.
Okay.
So yes. He has a choice of either letting you drop out or holding you back with him by giving you the glory and honor of an engagement ring and the marriage to be consummated in the next 6 to 12 months, in the next year.
Okay. Yeah, and I did tell him about the ring months ago, and I told him, you know,
but
I just
no.
be a promise ring for now.
No, no, see.
But he didn't even go for that.
I want yeah. you to know I don't hear any connections. I want you, if you will, to write the letter, and if you want me to hear it, call Sue and hire me for 15 minutes so you can get it to him, or wait, you know, get on the phone again next week or so and read it to me, whichever you prefer.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I think he knows I'm kind of not serious with my words, and so...
No, I know that.
Now,
are your mom and dad married?
No.
Who left who?
I was pretty young, but I'm thinking my mom ended it more than my dad, because I don't know
reason?
My dad real well, but... I think she felt like she wasn't being cherished.
That's
she,
the same as she showed you. Do you understand you're doing what your mother showed you?
Yeah.
That's called a
she
script.
Did that with my
I do scripts. What?
She did that with my ex-husband, too. She would say, oh, he doesn't do this enough for you. He should be doing that for you, you know, that type of thing.
Well, what I'm saying is I'm intruding with my work, which you may avoid and not do, but that's your choice. I'm just giving you what works for me when I'm working with someone who doesn't negotiate firmly.
Mm-hmm.
You see? All right, so did
yes.
you get what you needed today?
Yes, and can I have one more question about it? So when he ignores
yes.
me through a text or anything, I just lay back and just don't say anything. And then when he does call, he acts like nothing happened, so I just go along with that, or what do I do?
Well, first you write the letter so that he has something to respond to.
Okay.
And when he has the letter, you answer his calls, but you don't date him and have sex.
Okay.
Do you understand that chemistry is stimulated by pheromones, which is body chemistry going through the mouth into an organ and triggering the pituitary to produce oxytocin, which is like super glue at the short hair site.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you can answer his calls, texts, but not be with him until he gives you the answer that you need to even meet him. But you can answer his calls, especially after he has the letter.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yes. So he has to, yeah.
Now, are you ready? Are you ready to terminate this relationship unless he complies?
I thought I was, and then as soon as he texts me again, we just start going back to the same stuff. I think he's going to change.
Honey, we don't. You do. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. We don't. You're going his way, not him going your way. What we said and what we're doing is you drawing the boundary. Are you sure you want to do that? Or do you want to just be friends with Perks for life?
I don't know.
So are you ready to write that letter?
Yes.
Did you copy down
like
the five?
Well, I'm going to go through. I'm going to listen to you again and then write it.
Okay, you're going to listen to the pod.
Yes.
This is casting.
Yes. I just feel like I've wasted all these years, but then...
Dear.
Yes. And can I do it by text or should I just mail a letter? Is it better?
Well, doesn't matter. Letter, text, email, whatever.
Okay.
But I want him to have a copy of it, not you just reading it to him.
And do you think when a man is having some issues in his with health issues, do you think they change or
Darling,
do you think they
I'm not willing to talk about him until we do what I suggested. I'm into solutions.
Okay.
All the options you're asking for are possible, but I want you to be defined in your letter writing.
Okay.
So that I can track it and help you.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Good.
I will
Excellent.
Write it, and then I will get back with you. Thank you so much, Dr. Pat.
Good. Okay.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Okay, let's see what's going on. And I'll see if we have any. Oh, we've got a call. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Hi, Dr. Allen.
Thank you.
So I kind of have two questions. Well, I'm in a monogamous, continuous relationship, long-term relationship with my boyfriend now for like six weeks. And so I didn't make love to him until last week for the first time. And the week before, he had mentioned about each other's death. And then, so the week after, we're at his apartment and he accidentally locked himself out. And his dad was going to have to, he was thinking about calling his dad for the extra key. And then he said to me, maybe it's best we part ways. Like, he didn't want his dad to meet me. Like, we were in the jacuzzi, so I was in my bathing suit. So it's not a great situation, but I just felt upset about it because he said that he wanted me to meet his parents. And so I told him I didn't feel that he had every right for me not to meet his parents, but that I didn't feel good about it. And if, like, why did he say that? And he said that he meant it at the time, that he was just horny. That's what he said. And so I said, okay, I don't feel good about that. He said, I guess I lied because I was horny. And so I said, I didn't want to be in a relationship where my boyfriend lies and if he's willing to make and keep commitments. And he said, yes. So is that like the right thing to do?
I don't know. The story you've said, it was a story.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing that you have not got a committed relationship contract.
No,
right?
He said we're in a committed long-term monogamous relationship.
But he doesn't see you the way he promises?
Yeah, like the week before he mentioned meeting each other's parents and I said okay, and then but when it came down to it, when he got locked out of his apartment and he thought he was going to have to call his dad and I was there, he didn't want me to meet him. So I was confused as to why he even brought it up. I didn't bring it up.
Did you ask him?
Yeah. So I asked him, and he said that he meant it at the time, but he guessed he was just horny. And I said, what? Like, I don't know if he thought that's what I wanted to hear. I've never mentioned it. And so I was really upset, and I just said that he had every right for me not to meet his parents, but I didn't want to be in a relationship where my boyfriend lies and doesn't keep commitments. And then he said,
all right.
And he
said, what did he say to that?
So I asked him if he's willing to make and keep commitments, and he said yes.
All right. So you did already do this?
Yes. But I was wondering, is that
how
the
long
right
ago?
Thing
how long ago?
Last week.
Has he been making and keeping his agreements this week?
Yes. Yeah, he wanted to see me like 2 days later, but I had like family stuff going on, so I couldn't see him. And so we're going to see
right,
each other for the first time.
I hear that
tomorrow.
You've already worked your way through it.
Was that feminine, the way I asserted myself, or was that masculine?
You said what you didn't want, and he
right.
said, I'll give it to you.
Okay. But I don't know. That was the first time that we made love. And so now I don't want to do it again. I just feel like I've been in a lot of narcissistic relationships. And so I think I want to ask.
Are you now changing the subject to dumping him?
No, I just want to ask for a promise ring before I make love to him again. How would I do that?
You've already done it. You've started to tell him what you'll leave him for. So keep on doing it. You know my tools? Do you
yes.
know my tools? Have you read the book, Getting to I Do?
Yes, I read it all the time.
Okay. Then you know that when you're going to bring up a sensitive subject, you have to make an appointment.
Right, and I did.
And the reason... Yeah, you did. In fact, you did it. I didn't hear you say that he had a right to break agreements. Because he does.
No, I didn't. Right, right. I
well,
said
what
he had
I'm
a right
saying,
to... Yeah.
He has a right to be who he is, and you're telling him what it's going to cost him.
Right, right.
And so...
Right. Because right after he said, just let me know if you don't want to see me anymore. And he seemed like really upset. And I said, no, I don't want that. I just want to know that you're willing to make and keep agreements.
But you've got to say something. When he does his broken agreements, you say, you have a right to do that, but it really is turning me off. And I don't know how much longer I can accept it.
Okay. And so prior, we had been seeing each other like two times a week. And then after that happened, he did want to see me like the day later, but I had other plans, so I couldn't. And he'd asked me like right before. So then I haven't heard from him in like a week. And so I asked him.
Have you negotiated continuity?
Yes, I just
have you agreed how many phone calls in a week, how many times you want to see him?
No, so we negotiated. I made an appointment, and we negotiated once a week. And I said that I was I didn't want to be confused about what he defined continuity as, and I said I define it as once a week.
Continuity is how many times do you want to talk to him on the phone or text him, and how many times do you want to see him?
Yeah,
continuity.
He never messages me. Can I negotiate that? Like, I feel like he is like a robot
if,
on the phone. He
let me
messages.
Put this. If he doesn't, you want to be cherished. You want to be
yes.
courted.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you don't do anything unless he initiates it.
Okay.
Okay. That you can start right now.
But so I made an appointment and asked him about the continuity, but that wasn't being masculine, right? Because it's been like a week since I heard from him, but he wanted to stay together, but I wanted
I've
to know what
I've got news for you. Negotiating monogamy, do you have monogamy?
Yes. Yes.
Continuity is how many times do you contact each other in a week?
Yeah.
Or a month, whatever. And longevity is we're both aiming towards marriage or we're not aiming towards marriage.
He agreed he wants to aim towards marriage.
Okay. So what I'm hearing is that are you going to do a hi-bye letter with him?
No, we're still together. We're supposed to see each other tomorrow.
Okay. Then are you willing to use a five-step cleanup and set up an appointment to discuss continuity?
How many times a week
do you want to see him? You already did it?
I did it today, yeah.
Oh, you did it just today, so it hasn't been tested.
No, yeah, I just did it today.
So are you willing not to chase him for dates?
Yeah, I don't want to chase him for dates. I don't. I don't ever message him.
Okay, then he will miss you if he hasn't booked you.
Okay, but do you think me bringing up the continuity today? Like, I made an appointment and I did exactly like you say. Do you think that...
Good. And you asked to see him how many times?
I said once a week. And he said that that's very
Once
reasonable.
A week is minimum. Yeah, that's very... That's the minimum for an intimate relationship.
Right.
So once a week, do you want him to call you or text you?
I mean, he doesn't really text. He's not much of a texter. He only texts to make plans, and that's it.
Okay. So you want him to book you and date you as per his design?
Yeah. I mean, I would like him to message me more just to say hi. I mean,
Wait a minute. That's negotiating feelings and emotions. You're now mothering him.
Okay. I haven't said any of that.
What I want you to do is to see if he will, in fact, see you once a week.
Okay.
And you can always give him permission to call you for affection.
Okay.
But I recommend that you do the continuity agreement so that you have something to account for. Isn't he committable?
Yeah, he already committed. But I guess now we're seeing if he keeps his agreement. That was the first time.
You've got to see if he'll keep to it. And you've got to appreciate it when he does and tell him so.
I'm kind of worried that he's like a mama's boy because when I ask him
I've got news for you. I'm hearing you want to be his mama. I want you not to be his mama.
He told me that his mom is a vampire and hates when he dates women. Like, is that a red flag?
Honey, dear, you're telling me stories of feelings and emotions, and I'm dealing with behavior.
Okay.
Okay. I understand you're uncomfortable. So are you willing to live by the continuity you've described? I want to contact you. I want us to be together once a week by your design. And if he doesn't call you and you're free, you're not free. In other words, if he doesn't book you, he's not committed on that level.
Right. Yeah.
So let's see if he's willing to be committable.
Okay. And if
you've
he
started
doesn't,
a reason.
What do I say? I say that he has every right to break the commitment, but I don't feel comfortable. And he's
back
turning
after
me off.
He's, you can't say that to him until he called you for another date.
Okay.
You didn't keep that other date, and I don't believe that, you know, you're committable.
Yeah. I'm really starting to wonder.
So, and that's when you decide if you can accept him as he is and give him more time in which he comes and goes at will, or you set up boundaries that say, if you don't make and keep your agreement to see me once a week, I'm not going to be available. I'm going to be busy.
Right.
Not necessarily dating other men yet, but
right.
on the way to it.
Right.
Okay.
To be a Peter Pan, because I know they start off as generous and then they switch. And so far he's been generous. I guess I just have to wait and see.
If he's been good after you confronted him, give him another chance, but don't give him unending chances.
Right.
Okay. Are we ready to go into Cancer to find out if he's committable?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. One more thing. So I don't feel comfortable making love to him again because that was the first time and then that happened right afterwards. So if he wants to make love again, what do I say that I'm just not comfortable?
You are not going to do that until you're comfortable with his committability, dear.
Okay.
And that would be probably a minimum of a month.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. And that means 4 dates in a month.
Okay.
And if he wants to be generous, loving phone calls.
Right, which I never get.
Honey, I understand that. I've heard that, you know, he hasn't pleased you. But you stay, and we are setting up a test program now.
Okay.
So let's find out if he's committable.
Okay, thank
you. You've already
done
the meeting. What?
Yeah, I've done the meeting. And I've been.
Now let's see if he does it.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Welcome.
Bye.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Oh. Bye-bye.
Happy New Year.
Okay. See if we got. Oh, okay. Yeah. Caller, you're live. I'm here with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Oh, hello.
Hello. Hi, you have a question.
Caller, you're live. I'm here with Dr. Allen.
You got to turn your radio.
Hi.
I'm
yes,
not hearing what's going radio. On.
Can you hear me?
Yes, what's your question?
Hello. Okay. I just turned the radio off. Oh, finally, I get through. Hi, Dr. Pat. Oh, I'm so happy. Hi. Hi, Kelly. Hi. I'm calling from Australia.
You're what?
So I have a... Oh, I'm just saying I'm calling from Australia, Sydney.
Oh, you're calling from Australia. That's fine.
Yeah. So I have a question. I'll give you some of the background information. My boyfriend, we have been dated for over a year. We broke up once because we had a big fight because he has a very bad mouth. He say very hurtful things. Anyway, we broke up once and then we got back together with the terms of within 3 months, we will get engaged. Otherwise, I'm not willing to get back together. So we got back together, and then because of the problems, we kept fighting. I know I didn't do a good job.
Wait a minute. I want to know something. Are you wanting to be respected first or cherished first?
Cherished. But I am...
Does he want to be respected?
He wants to have both.
He does. He wants to be cherished and respected. So he's a narcissist.
Yes. Very much.
And you're a zero?
I don't want to be zero. That's why we keep fighting. And because I didn't do a good job using your tools.
Do you understand?
I'm learning.
Has he ever been warned about being a narcissist?
I told him that, and then he doesn't like that.
I understand that, but if he punishes you, do you continue to date him?
No. He's not going to change in the short term because his mom, all of the women in his family are very, very masculine. They do everything. I absolutely don't want to be like them. And his dad is very feminine, very petty. That's why. And also his parents were divorced when he was 5, and they were, you know, they kept fighting when he was little. So I think there were lots of traumas, and I have my own trauma. You know, I have my own trauma. I didn't have a good relationship with my dad, so I didn't know how to be a girl before. I'm learning. So I didn't do a very good job to be a girl. So I own
so
my mistake.
Do you know my tools?
I know. What I'm saying is I didn't, you know, utilize your tools very well when I'm upset. So I'm
because
practicing
your
now.
Emotions interfere. I want you to use my tools when he does things that are narcissistic. The first thing you say is you have every right to ask for that. However, I'm not comfortable giving it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to compromise? In other words, you've got to use the tools. Have you read A Man's World, A Woman's Universe?
I've read all your books, and because now I'm in a crisis situation, so I'm rereading.
What's the crisis?
Books.
Let's see if we can teach you how to do it.
Yeah, so the crisis is, I've told you we broke up once, so we got back together with the terms of getting engaged within 3 months. Otherwise, I'm not willing to get back together. So he agreed to that, so we got back together, and then we fought again, and then I was very upset. I fought with him. I know it was my mistake because my emotion got the best of me. Anyway, after that, he came back to me. He said, I can't get engaged to you by that date. So we have agreed to get engaged by January the 3rd. So 3rd of January. And then he came to me. He said, no, I can't get engaged to you. So I got very upset and I panicked. So I got quite angry. I know that was a mistake from me as well, because I am 36 years old. I don't want to keep waiting. You know, he has a history of not keeping the agreement between us. I was very upset, very
are
difficult.
You willing,
because
are you willing to do my tools so that I can help you? Because what I'm doing right now is listening to you say that you're not doing the tools to help you.
Yeah, so now I am doing your tools. I stopped contacting him. He wrote, like, after we kind of broke up right now because he said he's not going to get engaged. He said, I want to engage to you, but not now. He said, because we keep fighting. He said, I always said I want to marry you, I want to engage to you, but until the relationship is good. So I said, until when? What is good? Can you give me your definition so I know what to do? He said, no, I don't know. I will see. I will see. But I want to marry you. I want to engage to you. So I said, well, that's not good enough because then it's all your terms. You keep changing. So, and then we kind of broke up. And then he wrote me email. I responded to his email. I said, okay, I've changed my mind. If you are not going to get engaged to me by January the 3rd, I'm still willing to work with you to strengthen the relationship, but, you know, I need to get engaged. I need to have your commitment.
That's right.
Anyway,
so yeah, would you please not fight with him and just quietly tell him, I will stay in this relationship only if you cherish my feelings so that I don't get emotional and blow up.
I told him many times. He said he hates the word of cherish. He hates the word of adore. He said, oh,
well,
what do you mean
guess,
by cherish?
Guess what you do? When he, would you be willing to keep your mouth shut and simply stop talking, go home, and not date him until he promises to cherish you again?
Yes. So I'm practicing. I'm trying very hard.
Yes, but what do I do? How can I help you keep your mouth shut when you have your narcissistic blow up? Remember, when you get mad enough to get emotionally upset, you're doing your narcissism. So I've
correct.
Got four
yes,
people all fighting and screaming.
Yes, yes. It's very, very hard. It's very, very painful, so painful. But I'm practicing your tools. Like, you know, we stopped contacting each other. It's so hard.
I know, but what I'm saying is, when he doesn't cherish your feelings, instead of blowing up on him, be quiet and don't date him until he is willing to not do what drove you away.
Yes, so I have been practicing that, especially after we broke up, because I reread your book and I have been listening to the talk show. Have been, you know, like forcing myself to keep remember whenever I get emotional. I keep, you know, even though I'm so upset and angry, in my mind I keep saying, no, don't argue, don't argue, don't argue.
Not date him until he restates that he will cherish your feelings.
Yes. So, my question is, because last time when he said he's not going to get engaged to me, you know, by the date we have agreed to, he broke the agreement again. I got so upset and panicked. So I said, okay, if you're not going to do that, I'm going to date other people. I know, like, you know, that was the emotional statement because I was panicked, you know, because of my age. And
I know
I really
you're emotional, but
yes.
That doesn't give me permission to give you permission to blow up.
Correct, correct. So because I said that, I said they were not going to engage to me, sensitive statement to him because his ex-girlfriend cheated on him and also his mom left his dad.
I understand, but you're warning him that if he doesn't cherish your feelings, that you have to start dating somebody else to replace him.
Correct. That's what I thought. If you're not going to, you know, get engaged, of course, what I'm going to do, of course, I'm going to, you know, date other people because I want to get married. But then he said, I've never said I don't want to get married to you. I've never said I will not get engaged. I'm just said I need a little bit more time. And then he can't tell me how much time. That's the problem. That's
dear,
why I don't
dear,
trust
dear,
him.
Dear, I want you to understand you have the right to set the you have the right to set the boundary.
Yes. So now this is a dilemma. My question is, like, we had some email.
When was the last time you got emotional with him?
The last time, no, I didn't get emotional with him. I've tried my best. So I saw him on 27th or 28th of December. So just, within a week.
Have you been quiet for how many days?
I've only responded to his email. So we've been exchanging emails. You know,
did you respond to the email emotionally?
Yes,
or
I did. Yes, irrationally, okay. Rationally, very respectful, very. I appreciate, you know.
And
his
when
view.
Are you scheduled?
I last time I saw him was a few days ago because he asked me to meet up.
When are you scheduled to get your ring?
Like anytime now, but like I don't want
what
to see him
date?
Unless third of January, that was the original date, and he said no.
All right, from that no, you don't date him until he invites you to go to Costco's or some store and get a ring.
Yeah.
Are you understanding to not emotionally fight with him?
Yes. So just kind of like, you know, go for a walk, go have lunch just to, spend time together. Yeah.
I'm saying, are you willing, starting tonight, today, to not
blow up emotionally
when he doesn't give you your ring, or he insults you, or does whatever he does that makes you mad? You don't date him from that point on until you get your ring.
Yes, I'm willing to, but he got very angry. He said he's growing further from me.
Do you understand? Okay. Do you understand every time I ask you, you tell me his emotions, when I'm telling you about your emotions? Your emotions are giving him permission.
Yeah, I'm willing to do that, and I have been doing that. Last time I saw him was a few days ago because I went to collect my belongings at his apartment. And then we had a chat, but I didn't blow up. I didn't get angry at all. And then he just
You're in peace and quiet with him.
Correct, yes. So because he kept asking, and also I have told him, you know, I will not have.
Wait a minute.
He said
dear. I just want you to have a contract before we hang up. Are you willing to not blow up? And are you willing, if he blows up, that you not see him until you get your ring? You can answer his phone calls, but not blow up. Use my tools. I don't want to gossip about him anymore. I want you to act like a lady from now on.
Yeah, so no matter what he does, I just keep my cool, just saying, you know, unless you want to go do a ring shopping, I'm not willing to see you because I have so many feelings
for you. And then
you
turn around and go home.
Yeah. No. I'm not going
and
to
when
meet
you
him,
go
is that right?
Home,
I shouldn't meet him, right?
What?
should I see him or not? That is my question, because I'm aware of the pheromone thing. Like, you know, it drives me crazy. We have very strong chemistry. My question is, should I see him if he asked me to or not?
You said you were going to start dating other men if he didn't give you a ring, and I want to know the date that starts. When is he done with you? When? What day?
January the 3rd.
All right. January the 3rd is the date you already had set. I don't want you to get mad at him. I want you to simply say, I will accept you only if I'm engaged to you, period. Please stop fighting with him, because it's just two narcissists fighting.
Yeah. So, but should I see him in person or no, if he asked me to?
If he's not in the doghouse already. In other words, I said you may date him as long as he treats you the way you're comfortable. If he doesn't treat you comfortably, then you can answer his phone calls and texts and all of those things, but you can't see him until you go to a store and get a ring. Doesn't have to be a diamond.
So you're saying if he's nice to me, he asked me to go for a walk, I can go out, go for a walk with him if he's nice to me, but then just like a friendship thing.
Yes.
Because my emotion is very high. I've been crying at home.
Honey,
so
I'm dealing with your emotions in this phone call. You're doing it with me.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize that. You keep talking about him
and what he's doing wrong. I'm trying to get you under contract to do something like a lady. Shall we give it a go?
But the meanwhile, yes, 100%. But as a meanwhile, should I date other people? Because I'm anxious.
No, not yet. You don't do that until after January 3rd.
January
3rd to earn the right to date you.
Even if he's already said no, he's not going to.
Then why don't we let him go away? He's got eight weeks when he goes away, remember? 8 weeks for him to decide to come back and apologize and not be emotional with you.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Will you do that?
I will. So I just recap. I will be a lady, not get emotional with him. I can go out to spend time with him if he is nice to me. I just keep a like a friendship. But if he wants more, then I will say, do you want to get engaged to me? If not, then unfortunately, I'm not willing to. And also will not date other people until...
Until 8 weeks.
All right.
But you don't tell him he's got 8 weeks. You just wait to see how long it takes for him to come back.
Okay. All right. I will do that. Thank you so much.
Good. I think you got it.
Yes, okay. I am practicing. Yes. Thank you so much.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you.
Demonstrating.
Okay. Thank you. I will. I might call back to record as well. Thank you.
I'll do that.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, ladies. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. I am going to check with... Sam Hello? Is quick tonight. You are live. Caller on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, hi. Thank you, Dr. Pat. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. I'm engaged, and we're planning to be married this summer.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, thank you.
Why are you calling me?
Because, we're having sex, and...
Are you having sex or making love?
Making love.
Okay, and you can feel it in the touching.
Yes, but, you know, he's suggesting, different positions that I'm not comfortable with. Like, I don't know why.
You have a right to ask me to do that, but it's not comfortable for me. Mm-hmm. Is it a deal breaker?
Well, I mean, it's not. Is it okay for me to say after we're married, I'll feel more comfortable doing more?
No, dear. No, because it isn't going to feel any better after you're married if it doesn't feel good now. You've got a sexual compatibility problem here. What is he wanting to do that you don't want?
You know, I'm on top and I'm more aggressive, whereas I'm just, and I've done that before,
He wants you to be on top.
Yes.
For what reason would you not accept that? I don't hear any bruises. I don't hear wounds. He wants to be in a receptive feminine position. Men have feminine souls too.
Yes.
We have masculine souls. Men have feminine anima. We women have animus. There are women. He's a man that likes to be pursued in sexual positions. Does he ever go on top?
Yeah, he's always on top.
Okay,
but
so
he wants
goes
me to
both
go,
ways.
Like,
no, he doesn't want to be the girl. He wants to receive your generous body.
Right. That's right.
He likes that touch. And there's nothing immoral. I wanted to know what it was in case he was asking you to be chained to the bedpost or something and torture you with needles.
Well, it's like when he's asking for it and then I'm... Then I'm thinking he must be referring to another, his past girlfriend did that, and I don't know, I'm just...
Darling, I've got news for you. If he liked this position and he's not a virgin, I guarantee that he tried to get all the women to do it.
Yeah.
So where can he go from that? He likes to be sometimes on the bottom.
Right.
So are you willing to lose him?
No. No, but...
So
how
many times
I don't want to. No, that's right.
How many times a week do you make love?
Maybe three.
Three. That's standard. Now, of the three positions... You know, how many times are you on top?
Well, I tried it maybe once, and I just felt
Did
I guess I could make more of an effort. No, not at all.
Did it hurt?
No.
Do you want to be respected as the man designer of your sexuality?
No. I want him to be, happy with our sex life.
Out of the three times, you're going to be on top once.
Okay.
How many?
Oh, once? One out of three?
Well, I mean, you said that you have sex, you make love three times a week average. Yeah. I understand. Sometimes it's none, and sometimes it's one, and sometimes it's five.
Right.
So are you willing of receiving your body once a week?
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
And would you let him know you want it when you want it? Would you please be a man and decide when you want to be on top for his pleasure? Men love to pleasure us. And when we're in a man's position, they like us to pleasure them.
Okay,
remember, everybody's masculine and everybody's feminine. What you're saying is, I always want to be the woman, and his feminine can just go away and masturbate.
Well, that's right. I guess he's thinking he's doing all the work, and if I can do what he's asking, then it's kind of a break for him. That's what he was saying.
Are you talking about making love being a lot of work?
Well, like if I was on top. So I guess.
Well, you think he's doing, you think he's got you on top because he doesn't want to work? I think he's bottom because he wants to be receiving. He wants
that's
to
right.
be in his
that's
feminine.
Right. The receive.
Is
that's
he
right.
left-handed or ambidextrous?
No.
Is he right-handed?
Yes.
Okay. His right brain is feeling-centered. That's when he wants to be feminine receiving. His left brain, all of ours are doing this, his left brain is doing to please you. So what I'm hearing is you're okay with being a giver once out of three times a week.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah. That's right. And I'm wondering, should I be, because I really I'm not like do I buy books on this
buy books?
Like what is it? The Joy of Sex and all these other books? I mean, is that what he wants?
Honey, all of those books are saying all the different ways to create fun positions, fun activities. Everybody does that. They don't necessarily buy books. For what are you thinking? He's going to start asking you for more things.
I don't know.
What?
I think maybe she thinks that she's not skilled at it, Dr. Allen, that she may make a mistake or not be good at it. Maybe that's the problem. Is that what you're talking about?
I've got news for you. I don't know how to make love unless you go through the learning process. What I'm hearing is she doesn't want to be on top. There's some reason for it. what is your reason for not wanting to be on top with your man?
Well, I don't really know what I'm doing. So.
What do you mean? It's the same penis and the same vagina.
Yeah.
What turns you off? Did anybody ever rape you?
Well, I mean, I have had when I was younger, you know that, but I don't want to have it dragged into this, you know. So,
what did somebody misuse you sexually?
Yeah, I'm sure several times.
Was he a relative or a stranger?
Like a stranger.
A stranger molested you?
Well, I mean, the point is that... Yes,
did he act
that's
like
right,
a criminal?
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's yes?
Well, I mean, it was not pleasant, so...
So you were raped. How old were you?
I think I was 16.
Your first sexual encounter?
Yes.
Or not?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
On
yeah.
Your, it was your first sex.
Mm-hmm.
But it was rape sex.
Yeah.
It wasn't making love.
No.
Have you ever gone to therapy for this?
No.
Are you interested? Because I'm afraid that this symptom is based on you being raped. And that's understandable.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a technique. What city are you in?
I'm in Florida.
You're in Florida. There's a technique for traumas like this called EMDR. And the lady that created it wrote a book, Getting Past Your Past. Shapiro is her name. I'm going to give you directions. I think you really need to see a therapist that knows how to help you get over the trauma of being raped. How are you feeling about what I'm saying?
Well, it didn't come up before. I mean,
But I've got news for you. I don't think you've ever told anybody else I don't like to be on top. I treated it like it was a position problem, but it kept going on until I spotted molestation. And there you were. Your first sexual encounter was a rape. And that is a very serious occasion. I've given you a book by a lady that created a trauma technique that is well regarded. And here's how you can get the names of therapists in your area that can help you with this. It's called Eye Movement Rapid Desensitization. That's EMDR. It's Austin, Texas. the EMDR center there. Give them your address, where you live, and they will give you close therapists that can help you. It doesn't take too long, but I think you need more than what we're doing here. We're talking style and technique, and I'm now realizing you've been molested. Mm-hmm. And we want to get that lightened up. And here's how you do it. I'm reaching into my notebook and I'm getting out the paper with the phone number. Sounds appropriate, don't you think? Here we are, EMDR. And it's, let's see. It's the EMDR International Association in Austin, Texas. A toll-free U.S. number is 866. And anybody listening, feel free. 866-451-5200. Okay.
And I haven't shared this with my fiance because is it something?
Honey, you've shared it totally. He's paying for it. His sexual desires are being damaged because every time he does it, he's going to remind you of being raped. Does that make sense?
But do I tell him or just...
I want you to go to the therapist and get into it before you get him into it. What I'm doing here is saying, would you be willing to be on top once a week until you get into your therapy?
Yes.
Because remember, you're going to get names. Check the people that live closest to you so that you have less place to drive. You know what I mean? And pick the therapist that you feel most comfortable with, man or woman.
Okay.
All right. But I want you to know, thank God you called in, because what we dug up was something that you haven't worked on. And if you want to read what the lady that created this, she was a therapist, EMDR, Getting Past Your Past, is a book to understand what you're doing. Mm-hmm. But I strongly advise you to do it because I'm afraid being threatened with the feelings of being raped is going to destroy any marriage you go into. So you need help.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How do you feel about what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, I want to do what is needed.
So, no, I asked you how you felt about what I'm saying.
I guess a little disappointed that I have to do some work, you know, I don't know.
Oh, I see. So we're going to blame your future husband?
What's
that? He didn't rape you. It just reminds you of being raped by having a penis and asking for something. The other guy didn't ask, he just went for it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but do you understand he imprinted, literally imprinted on your nervous system the pain of a molestation? So please hear what I'm saying. And call the Austin number and get at least three numbers of people close to you. Do you want men or women?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, then pick. You'll meet the person and pick them by liking them or not liking them. Interview the words. Are you willing to do that? I'm sensing you don't like what I'm saying.
Yes, I'm going to do that.
Okay, because please don't live with this without fixing it, please. Okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, caller.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Happy New Year.
You too.
All right. Let me check in with our switchboard and see if we have any other calls coming in. Okay. I want to remind everybody, we have groups, and if you're interested in getting into one of those groups, you can reach out via email to info@drpatallen.com to get on our waiting list. Dr. Allen, why don't you go over the tools? Our lady from Australia said she knew the tools, but I'm not sure that everybody does. So if you would go over the five tools for us, that would be awesome.
I would like to even tell them where they can look at it.
Oh, okay, great. Well, you can go to www.drpatallen.com and
Hi,
down at the bottom of the
page. Christina, I am
okay. You can see at the bottom of the page the link for chemistry, compatibility, and medicine for Dr. Allen's books. You can go to oneeyestore.com.
Okay. So, also in my book, Man's World, Woman's Universe, I have the tools for being an individual, I-ness, the tools for being in a relationship, we-ness, and the tools for being in a family, us-ness. Is somebody wanting to get on the phone with me? I hear a voice back there.
I think somebody is. Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question? Hello, caller.
Who's this?
Hello.
Who's this?
It's Dr.
Pat
Allen.
Pat Allen.
Well, we lost that caller. Maybe they'll be back.
Okay, so is
Go
anybody
ahead,
else
Allen.
There? Otherwise, what?
No, nobody else is there. We lost that caller, so go ahead.
Okay, so I'm going to do the tools. My tools, I am a transactional analyst. Eric Byrne took Sigmund Freud and made him simpler. And I'm going to say something, an Upanishad from the East that really describes what the tools are for. Beware of your thoughts, for they become words. Be aware of your words, they become habits. you get scripted to speak the way you speak by the people that live with you, around you, governments, churches, neighbors. Beware of your words, for they become your character, not only masculine or feminine, but gamey or rational. There's only three ways to communicate. Intimidate with fear. I'm going to do this if you don't do that. Seduce with guilt and shame. After all I've done for you, how come you don't do what I want? Or there you go again, you ugly little kid. I never wanted you. To negotiate with love. And that's what I do. I'm a transactional analyst that has, my doctoral dissertation was androgynous semantic syntactical realignment. I teach people how to realign their logic and their feelings, because your brain in your head records in your mind consciousness, and the one mind in your gut records neurotransmitters, dopamine, pleasure, norepinephrine, pain. Become a person who can feel and think what's good for you. And there's a book there. What?
Did you want to take a call?
Yeah, I want to take a call. If I've got one, then I'll go into the tools again.
Yeah, definitely. We have a caller on the line. Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, Dr. Allen. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. I know it's holiday weekend, but I love calls. Oh, yes.
And holidays, a lot of stuff comes up emotionally and relationships. So I've been dating now for 4 months, seeing a man.
The first 3 months I call the perfect period. Everybody's acting as if they know what they're doing. The second 3 months, mistakes happen, habits happen, things happen.
Mm-hmm.
The third 3 months, if they've stayed together, they've got to negotiate time, space, money, and play for if they're going to get engaged or married or mated. That's marriage without a legal agreement. They need a pattern. And the fourth 3 months, you've decided that you're 51% valuable to each other, even on the worst days. And that's called a committed, monogamous, compatible, long-term, married or mated relationship. So what, pray tell, can I do for you?
Well, I'm all over the place with being the man, and I keep going back into that position.
Are you a narcissist? Do you want to be respected and cherished?
I got divorced a year ago where I was, and
narcissists. Why did you get, what was the reason you got a divorce?
The number one reason was he relapsed and started using, and I grew up with alcohol and drugs in my house.
You know what?
For that.
I am 51 years sober. My daddy was a drunk. Mm-hmm. I'm from a family of drunks. Are you? Is he?
Yes. Yes.
So it may even be genetic.
So
you left him for you left him for a good reason. So now you're engaged?
Yes, and it was hard because I couldn't respect him too when money wasn't, you know, things weren't negotiated, and I was trying, there were all these wants and desires that just didn't get filled. Communication, you know, wasn't there.
Wow.
Then I learned about you right after I started online dating again, after about over a year, I was ready to date again, and I was online, and then I was the man
good.
By reaching out to this person. But this person that I'm now dating is amazing, you know, and I used your tools. I've read your book, Getting to Idea, and I'm reading The Universe one right now. But I keep going back into, so we negotiate, you know, I said I don't want to make love until I have a commitment, an engagement ring. And what's hard for me
you don't want to make love, intercourse, until you're engaged. Mm-hmm. That's your boundary?
Correct. And it's very hard for me to keep my boundaries. I'm extremely insecure. And that was the...
Well, have you kept it or have you broken it? Have you broken your...
I've kept it. Well, but, you know, just last Christmas, pushing the boundary. Like I said, okay, let's get naked. And then I go on top. We're like fooling around. And it's just so easy to have sex. It's so easy to just break my own boundary. And then,
I
stopped.
That,
I did everything
you
say.
Do you understand when you're a free wife, a free girlfriend, a free boyfriend, when you do things sexually freely, all you're doing is delaying your wedding date. Do you understand that marriage is not for men? Marriage is for women and children.
Yes.
Too many men are allowed to be friends with perks. And because of that, they don't have to have the responsibility of marriage and money and bills and sickness. So are you really willing to give him your body freely?
No, and I'm trying to wait for him to make the move, but then I get in that man position where I start making the move, you know, I start, and then I go on top of him, you know, I start controlling.
I understand that, but have you let his penis in your mouth, penis or vagina?
No.
Well, then will you kindly not allow that to go into your body? Because when you let a man's body enter your body, you're doing what nature wants. Nature wants sex for babies.
Yeah, and it's hard not to do what nature wants.
Well, I've got news for you.
That's what I'm having a problem with.
If you're a diabetic, it's hard not to eat sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And with this hideous virus running all over the place, are you obeying those suggestions?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Why aren't you going to obey the one that says don't let his penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina until you're engaged? Tell me what's wrong with that. You can sleep with them. You can give them a hand job. You can let him go down on you.
I have another question about that. Can his fingers go up my vagina?
What?
Can his fingers go up my vagina?
They're not his penis. I doubt if it. What he's doing is masturbating you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I'm not going to fight that. Just, if you want.
Yeah.
The fact that you control his penis is what does the game. If he owns your body, you're a free wife. If that's your okay, sad, sad, sad.
Mm-hmm. This last weekend, I had to say, you know, how about a promise ring instead of, like, I could see my own boundary breaking. I said, okay, how about get me a promise ring instead of an engagement ring?
And what did he say?
We can have sex. He laughed.
What did he say?
I did what you told me not to do. This was right when we were lying down. You say never bring up things like this while you're lying down, you know. I didn't negotiate.
You understand what you're talking about? You're talking about somebody asking you to give full use to your body to him because your vagina feels better than a towel. That's sex.
Yeah.
Do you understand making love isn't even slightly sex? Sex is an animal event, body to body. Making love, paraplegics can make love by touching fingers. Because when somebody touches you with love, you feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been made love to by a male?
No.
Have you always had sex?
Yeah. With my ex.
Do you want to tell you is going to bond you when you have sex? A clitoral. Do you know that orgasms are vaginal, voluptuous vaginal, or clitorises are wildly passionate.
Mm-hmm.
People think they don't realize that sexuality is what produces human beings. I call it the God moment. If you allow a man to use your body sexually, what's the one thing prostitutes don't give men? They don't kiss them.
Oh, kiss them. Mm-hmm.
Unless they get a lot of money. Because when a woman is turned on, her pituitary triggers oxytocin, which is super glue at the short hair site. Mm-hmm. Got it?
Yeah.
So are you going to be a free lay?
Right.
Or not?
No, I don't. I'm committed to waiting. It's hard, though. Maybe it's my insecurities.
I got news for you.
It's what you said.
Virtue is always hard.
Well, I did it.
Virtue is always hard. What?
Yeah. I waited with my ex-husband, moralistically, but what you're saying right now about making love, it kind of makes sense because this man that I'm dating is very affectionate, very loving, and he's showing me
a love. I understand that. We women are in charge of the air we breathe. Our biggest word is no, thank you.
But it's hard because I want to give it to him. It's like, oh, I'd rather.
I know that, Mama. You want to mother him. And if he likes you mothering him, you're with a girl with a penis. Oh, well.
Oh, it's time for us to go, caller. You're going to have to call back next week. Throw it. Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone. Have a great New Year. We'll be back next week. Until then, bye-bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.